Hey, Tom Skilling joins us now, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom, happy heat wave to you. How are you? feeling awfully warm out there compared to where we've been.
It's amazing. It really is. 40-degree temps. It's incredible. This is the first time that we've been above freezing. Well, the third day in a row we've been above freezing. And that's only the third time since way back in early February. You know, it's interesting, Anna, we didn't even go below freezing last night. And that's the first time in a month that we've not had a nighttime low that's gone below freezing. So pretty amazing stuff. We had a low of 38 last night at O'Hare, 36 at Midway. And, you know, we're going into March, which is our fastest warming month in just under a week's time. So, you know, we're starting to see the benefits of this warmer February sun. You know what else is interesting, too, Anna? We're down to 13 inches of snow on the ground at Midway, and that's going to crash during the day here as we melt off more snow. That's half the amount of snow we had on the ground only a week ago. And nationally, the national snow cover has been cut by more than half. So in 4 days' time, we've gone from 72% of the country under snow, including a good chunk of Texas, to just 30-some percent right now. Texas is totally snow-free and back in the 70s, and we've warmed up in this area, too. So what we've seen is a wholesale evacuation of Arctic air from the lower 48, all the result of an upper air wind change. The flow's coming in from the west now that brings in oceanic air across the country from the Pacific Ocean, and that's the kind of air that warms you up big time. So, boy, in typical La Nina fashion, we're getting this volatility. We've gone from Arctic air that lasted 16 days, 400 hours below freezing, to this mild Pacific air, and it's like a different universe out there. Now, one thing is everybody's got to be careful of falling ice and snow coming off these buildings. But, you know, I was just talking to our Frank Wachowski, there's 2 inches of water in that snowpack that we've got. So we're going to have a lot of standing water that could freeze if we go below freezing at night, and we may do that in coming days, then melt again during the day. There are no storms in sight. There is no additional measurable snow in sight right now through this week and this coming weekend. And we'll probably see the warmer air spill into next week as well. So this is a sea change, Anna, is what it is.
Talk about that. I mean, it is so true. It's like the plates have shifted and we're into a new universe, as you might say. But, you know, hey, you touched on something there, Tom, that is a real issue right now. We're hearing all sorts of things about this melting ice. People are posting pretty pictures of the ice breaking up along the river.
And yes.
It's cool to look at. But then you look at the fire department and the police department saying, hey, stay off the lake. These are thawing conditions. It's very dangerous. They've done some lake rescues already over the weekend, some pretty harrowing situations, and yet people have been posting pictures of folks just kind of walking out onto the lake. I saw some folks over near the Adler Planetarium in one picture,
yeah,
just walking around on the lake like, this is so fun, we're out on the ice, hey guys, hey. But
I know.
Oh my God.
No, Anna, you raise an excellent point. This is really hazardous terrain we're in right now, and you know, we still have those incredible ice shelves along the lake. I watch folks walking on the lakeshore up here on the north side in the Edgewater neighborhood. These walls of ice that have formed in just the last 3 weeks stand about 8 feet tall. If anybody falls off those, there's no way you're going to climb up them out of that cold water. And so it's like a case of instant hypothermia, no question about it. So, boy, be careful. This is really something. And this falling ice is going to be a big issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an incredible buildup of snow on roofs. We've seen the roofs collapsing. But there's a lot of ice up there, too. And that's going to come cascading down. And you can be hurt by that. So, it goes without saying, be careful if you're around any tall buildings from which ice could be falling. That could really hurt you, no question.
No doubt about it. And I know you get some interesting weather photos when it changes like this. The one thing,
yes,
that I'm on the lookout for today is the people bringing out their Bermuda shorts and their light windbreaker. You know what this does, Tom? As soon as we hit a 40,
oh, yeah.
I mean, people do this. It feels warm all of a sudden, really warm.
Oh, there's no question. You know, we're all suffering from a terminal cabin fever. What with COVID-19 on top of all this cold weather. You know, the one thing to remember, though, Anna, is this cold spell that we've just been through lasted 16 days, 400 hours. The rest of the winter leading up to it was like what we're going into now. It was warm. And so this really had a jarring effect, and the emergence from this is going to be equally jarring because we're going right back into that warmer than normal pattern that dominated the vast majority of the winter. And that's not only true of us, that's true of the United States as a whole. You know, all those troubles we heard about down at Texas, fact is they had had a very warm, snow-free winter up to the point that Arctic air hit. So that was really a problem down there, and it shows what, you know, a week to 2 weeks of cold weather can do, how disruptive that can be to everything from our electrical system to our transportation and everything else. So we're back in mild territory again. Nights will be cool, days will be mild, and we're going to put a lot of moisture from melting snow in the atmosphere, too. So with time, as these winds die down, they're kind of strong now and will be the next couple of days. But we'll probably see some stratus and fog form in coming days as all this moisture is added to the lower atmosphere. But that's not going to happen right away. It's gorgeous and sunny out there today, which is nice.
Yeah, super nice. Hey,
you know what else is interesting?
Oh, yeah.
Anna, we have a camera on top of the Hancock Building that looks down on the waters by Oak Street Beach and up toward North Avenue Beach and all. Yesterday, those strong westerly winds blew the ice. They broke it up, first of all, that had been piled up against the shoreline as far as the eye can see, broke it all up and blew it out over to the other side of the lake. So now we look out on the lake, and except for the ice on the lakeshore, it, you know, the waters are now ice free, and it's beautiful to look out there, see no floating ice, and to see a beautiful blue lake under these gorgeous blue skies. So there's yet another difference in this pattern change that we've seen.
Yeah, lots of different changes. Hey, I heard something, Tom, I want to ask you about. I heard that we hit 40 yesterday. Is that right? But I heard that it was late at night, not during the day. Because a lot of folks are like, wait a minute, did we really hit 40? What's the deal there?
You are absolutely right. We hit 40 degrees around 10 o'clock last night. In fact, we got a report from O'Hare. They had filed the 10 o'clock reading. That's taken about 5 minutes to the hour. They had filed a 39-degree hourly reading. But then we understand that it hit 40 just after that reading was filed, and that was at 10 o'clock at night. And by the way, it's very interesting the way you get warm weather when you have the whole terrain covered with such a heavy layer of snow. When strong winds blow, coming as they do off the plains and off the Pacific Ocean, ultimately, the way you get that warm air down to the surface is these winds literally mix the warmth from above the snowpack right down to the surface, and so you warm up. It's a heck of a way to melt snow, I'll tell you that, because, you know, you bring those above freezing temps, obviously the snow's going to melt. And when you keep the temperature above freezing at night, the melting of the snow is particularly rapid. So that's what we saw last night.
Yeah. Back with Tom Skilling now. As we take a look at this thaw, you were mentioning the Hancock camera kind of giving you that bird's eye view of what's going on with the thaw. As you look across the lake and the streets and roads and stuff, I know you're up in a condo building overlooking the lake and parts of the city.
Yes.
There too, Tom. What are you seeing?
Oh, I'm looking out. It's ice-free. The water is. It's amazing because so many recent days have had ice in it. You know, it's interesting about that video we showed, shot out of our Hancock camera. I put that up on Facebook. It has gone viral. It's been picked up. Even I noticed Scott Duncan, he's a meteorologist who tweets and Facebooks and blogs from London, England, put it up today, showing the ice breaking up and moving away. The change was absolutely stunning, and it's indicative of just how quickly things have turned around here, Anna.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at that picture now. It's remarkable. It looks beautiful as you see it sort of breaking up there. It's amazing to see the changes we're going through, Tom.
It is. Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the movement of that ice is wind-driven. If the winds turn easterly again, some of that ice will come back to this side of the lake. But for the moment, you folks listening in Michigan, we sent it off for you to take a look at for a while. So, you know, the winds around here are prevailing southwesterly. So more often than not, the ice wants to blow to the Michigan side of the lake. But we've had easterly winds so often in recent weeks that the ice has tended to pile up on our side of the lake. That's also the reason we had so much lake snow. You know, we've got over 21 inches of snow down on the ground for the month of February. That's like about 2 to 3 times normal. And we're up around 55 inches of snow for the season at Midway Airport. The normal full season sees about 36 inches. So what we did in that 16-day period of cold weather was quite remarkable from a standpoint of snow production and cold air production around here.
February, a below normal month, right, in terms of our temperatures. We really
We felt it's the only one so far. And the last November was way above, December was way above, January was way above, and now February is running about 11.5 degrees below normal. But we'll chip away at that deficit with these milder temperatures the remainder of the month. We have less than a week to go. We start March next week, so Monday.
It's right around the corner, less than a week away. And March, as you said, what did you say about March? March is a great month for us because it's the biggest warm-up. How'd you put it, Tom?
Yeah, it's a month of huge weather extremes, but it's the fastest warming month because the days are getting longer. That's been going on for a while, and now it really starts to have an impact. We have like about 3 to 4 times the energy delivered in March sunlight than we get, say, in December sunlight, which is the weakest sunlight of the year. So little wonder that things start melting. In fact, you even see the melting going on when the thermometer tells you it's below freezing. It's above freezing now, but, you know, if we get some additional cold spells, you'll see the dripping continues as if the sun can come out because the sun gets so strong this time of the year and it has a warming effect.
You know, it's turning a corner in so many ways. You know, you think about the vaccine distribution and what's happening with the COVID numbers falling to near record lows. Wisconsin, zero deaths for 2 straight days.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
It's amazing, Tom. It's amazing how things are, you know, they're turning a corner. And now we receive word, and this is something I've been calling for a long time, that the lakefront and our parks, that they're reopening after 11 months of being closed. And it just seems like, I think mentally, that's a really good thing for our city.
Oh, it really is. When we get rid of the snow and ice and folks can walk there, you know, we've all been shut inside in many cases for a long time. And but, you know, they tell you to keep wearing the masks, and that's good.
Sure.
You know, I think that maybe that's one of the reasons, because I think many people decided to accept that. And that's probably one of the reasons we're seeing what we're seeing in the way of the drop off. I'm not a doctor, but I would suspect that's part of the reason right there.
Mm-hmm. That we're learning more about, you know, how to do the social distancing thing. We're better at it. There's no doubt about it. But it'd be nice to get out when the weather warms up a little more, have those parks available for our use again, the lakefront available for our use again. It just, gosh, it'll just feel so great. You know, it just, again, paying attention to all the things we need to. But, you know, taking that in, too. I don't know how much you've been out. And I know you were on the hunt for a vaccine last we spoke. But how have things been by you, Tom?
No, it's good. I've been really sequestered in the house pretty much. I don't go out very much. I've got a couple of roommates who run errands and come back with stuff from the you know, the drugstore or something like that. And I've been fortunate. And I take little Maddie, our little doggy, out for a walk. But no, I've been lucky. I've been able to stay pretty close to home, and that's good. I haven't been able to get a vaccine yet, and yet I hear from all kinds of folks who have. How about you, Anna? Have you heard anything about that?
I just hear that we're not doing well as a state in terms of that we're the last in terms of getting it to folks. And the reasoning behind that, I heard, Tom, is that we spent a longer time on phase 1A. That they wanted to make sure, health officials wanted to make sure that it got to all the most vulnerable folks, right?
Vulnerable.
Nursing homes, congregate setting folks, people with underlying conditions and older. And they spent a little too long on that relative to other states. So now it's, you know, hopefully we've moved into a new phase and that's going to open up and folks like you who've been waiting will, you know, they'll be more available. Yeah. You just hope so, right?
Absolutely. Well, it's important that the you know, first responders and the folks who are in contact with people, our medical professionals, folks at supermarkets, and our police and fire folks, get their shots, because these folks are out in touch with people and in contact with people, and therefore vulnerable, more so than those of us who are able to stay home. So, yeah, that's true. And what the weather won't be a deterrent anymore either, so that's good.
Well, that's what I wonder. When I saw that, you know, cases were down and the positivity rate was down, I wondered, well, you know, it's been a pretty brutal weather-wise a week, right, or more, and you think about maybe people weren't going out to get tested, and is that reflective in the numbers? You always wonder about that stuff, because it hasn't been the best weather for people to run out and or even get out of the house.
No, that's true. That's true, and I gather there have been some problems distributing the vaccine because of that, too. So transportation issues.
Right. Yeah. That's right. We saw those, even those places in the South, the distribution centers, Tennessee, Kentucky, those areas where our vaccine was coming from, where they never thought in a million years that would really be that much of a problem in the winter. Turned out that it was. Okay, let's just recap real quick. You said no storms in sight as you look out and no measurable snow in sight. Is that what I heard you say,
Dan? No. Yeah, that's right, Anna. There's a little weather system that may brush us Sunday with some rain or maybe a little wintry mix. We'll keep an eye on it. You know, we're not out of the storm risk yet. The marsh has been known to throw us some whoppers, but we sure don't see the whopper yet. And if you look out over the next 2 weeks over our models, the storms that develop, and there are some formidable ones crossing the country, but they're on a track that puts us in the warm air sector of these things more often than not. So if that continues to hold up, that line of reasoning, boy, that takes us into the first half of March. And, that's all to the good. Means we don't have any obvious snowstorms yet in sight. We'll keep an eye open for them, but it looks pretty quiet right now, Anna.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And the warm-up sounds fantastic, Tom. I hope you get to enjoy it a little bit. Maybe get out and take a walk yourself.
Too.
And
yes.
It's that time
Absolutely,
of year.
Absolutely, Anna.
We're ready for it, Tom.
It
that's
indeed.
For sure. Thank
we
you, Tom.
We are indeed. Thank you, Anna. You have a good one. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye-bye, Tom. Well, the Tom Skilling segment is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems.